This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Easter Sunday service. The readings that I will be reading in a few minutes are as follows. Isaiah 52, verses 13 to 15. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. Mark 16, verses 1 to 8. My sermon text, John 20, 11 to 18. I will be using the order, the special, I will be using the special Easter Sunday order. Perhaps you received a copy. And let us begin with the Easter greeting. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. All praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ has said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Through the meritorious death and victorious resurrection of his Son, God has restored us unto himself and claimed us as his saints, to whom he gives the crown of everlasting life. He has delivered us from the dark bonds of sin and death and has brought us into the glorious light of his holiness and eternal day. Truly, we rejoice over this good news of Easter. It is a pronouncement that man's last enemy has been defeated. It tells us that through our champion, Jesus Christ, we too shall pass through life, through death to life again. For just as all men die because of their union to Adam, so all men will be raised to life again because of their union to Christ. Worthy is Christ the Lamb, who was slain, yet who now reigns forever. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks, honor, power, might belong to him forever and ever. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Confession of Sins. O Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may willingly confess our sins and eagerly seek that forgiveness from your gracious hand. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Forgiveness comes through Christ and Christ alone. The Christ who died for us, the Christ who rose for us, the Christ who reigns in power, the Christ who prays for us. If anyone is in Christ, he becomes a new person. The past is finished. All things become new. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The responsive praise to our risen Lord. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. Lord Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, you offered yourself for taking the punishment of our sins and dying in our stead. and by your death you have destroyed the power of death, sin, and Satan. And by your rising again to life again, you have restored to us everlasting life. He lives triumphant from the grave. He lives eternally to save. He lives all glorious in the sky. He lives exalted there on high. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to plead for me above. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need. O blessed Savior, early that morning on the first day of the week, you appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other women, and later to the disciples, that they might know the joy and the victory of your resurrection. Come to us, O risen Lord, that we too may know and experience that joy and victory. He lives to grant me rich supply. He lives to guide me with his eye. He lives to comfort me when faint. He lives to hear my soul's complaint. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessing to impart. O gracious Christ, holy, immortal God, God, light of light, in you dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are truly worthy to receive blessing and honor and glory and power now and forever. You are the victorious King of Kings, the triumphant Lord of Lords. In praise and adoration, we ask that you would dwell with us as our King and Lord. He lives, my kind and wise Heavenly Friend. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives, and while he lives, I'll sing. He lives, my prophet, priest, and king. He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. The Old Testament reading, Isaiah 52, verses 13 to 15. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard they shall consider. So far. The Epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is a sacrifice for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Gospel, St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. But go your way and tell the disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. And there shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they were troubled, they were amazed, and neither said they anything to any man, because they were afraid. So far. My sermon text is from St. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said this, she turned herself back, and she saw Jesus standing there, but didn't know that it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, thinking him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have taken him somewhere, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And then Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And then Jesus said unto her, Don't touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told his disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So far. If the story of Easter has any meaning at all, its meaning must be seen through the eyes of sad people, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the frightened, the desperate. These must be the first to be transformed by Christ's resurrection from the dead. If this is true, or if this truth escapes us, then we have missed all there is to Easter, and even more. We have not understood Good Friday. For Good Friday and Easter cannot be separated without the brutal facts concerning Christ's crucifixion and death. Easter would speak no message at all, no message of joy or hope. So closely does Mary's story at the tomb of Christ correspond to the universal fact of human experience that no writer could have invented. The story is so moving, and yet it is so simple. Mary was weeping over the death of one that she loved. And what is more common in life than tears in a cemetery? The price of love can only be measured by the vastness, the emptiness that it creates when it is gone. The last meeting Mary had with Jesus had been 3 days before at his crucifixion, where she stood by the cross. Although she could not help Jesus, she was compelled to watch him die. And when it was all over, she helped lay Jesus' body in the grave. And those who stood where Mary stood, that is, before the grave, they understand well the reason for her weeping. They have taken away my Lord. And this is the way everything in life ends. It is taken away. Eventually, the grave extinguishes laughter and happiness, ambition, devotion, and it will never end differently. The last word to life will be spoken by death. There is no appeal to it. And that is why Mary was weeping. And there is no one who does not weep for the same reason. Holy Scripture tells us, Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Holy Scripture also tells us that life was made for better things. Sundays were not made for weeping, nor Fridays made for dying. Mary was not made for being crushed and Jesus was not made for being forsaken. Crowns were not made to be of thorns, not trees and nails for crucifying. You and I were not made for the ash heap. All things were made good by God, and we were made to praise God. But as long as death remains, there is no rest for anyone. All is gone so quickly. For death is a robbery. Death is the last enemy. And until a power greater than Satan, sin, and death appears, Mary must go on weeping, and the whole sinful world must weep with her. But he who is greater than death, yes, even Satan's Lord and Satan's conqueror, has come to Mary and to all of us. Heavenly messengers could not convince Mary. The angel may not impress us enough to even dry our tears over the death of a loved one. Only the voice of him who was dead and is alive can speak to our sadness and mortality. Only the risen Lord Jesus Christ can bring us joy and new hope. It was enough that Jesus called Mary by name. The sound of his voice was power. For this was the voice of him who made the heavens and the earth, and was also Mary's Lord and Savior. On Sunday in that garden, she knew the meaning of his love as she had not known it before. When Jesus hung there on the cross, she had seen Jesus as a helpless victim of death. What Mary did not understand on Friday was that both in life and death, she was the object of Christ's love. Jesus Christ was God's suffering servant, who had been cut off of the land of the living, who had been smitten and stricken, who made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, who did no violence, and neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Yes, this was the reason for his death. Jesus was no victim of death, nor was he helpless on that cross. He is God's eternal Son, appointed by God to fulfill all righteousness in our place. In God's foreordained plan, the cross redeemed the world from sin. Death, too, must lose its sting. On Easter Sunday, God the Father commands the chains of death to be loosed from Jesus, and he rises to life again. Jesus comes to Mary, who sits literally in the shadow of death at the graveside. She who believed in death must be first to believe in the resurrection and life. The Easter story breaks again into our world this morning, calling us to believe that the power of sin and hell has been broken and defeated by Jesus Christ. The crucified and risen Christ is the Lord of life because he has overcome death. Therefore, let us not sit in the world's graveyard, fearing that death will rob us of life. Have we not already been burdened by Christ? Have we not already been buried with Christ by baptism into his death? Then we have died to sin, and now let us also rise with him in joy. The past is finished and gone. Sins are forgiven, and we are justified. The end for the child of God is really just the beginning. And with the gospel of Good Friday and Easter, Christ has destroyed all of our enemies, and we will live with him forever. We are to live with God's life and breath, which cannot be taken from us. Therefore, let us not sit in the world's graveyard, fearing that death will rob us of life. We have now already been buried with Christ by baptism into his death. Then we have died to sin. Let us also rise with him in joy. The past is finished and gone. Sins are forgiven. We are justified. And the end for a child of God is really just the beginning. With the gospel of Good Friday and Easter, Christ has destroyed all of our enemies and will live with him forever. We are alive with God's life and breath, which cannot be taken from us. Amen. Now we have the Easter Litany. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Lord, grant us a living faith in the risen Christ. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Lord, grant us that firm hope in your promise of eternal life. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Lord, grant us strength and courage for the future. We have an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, unfading. Lord, grant us power over defeat and the vision to see beyond that. And by his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Lord, grant us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Easter Prayer. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we worship you and adore you because you have raised your Son from the dead and made him to be Lord over all things in heaven and in earth. Fill us with confidence that in the risen Christ, we can overcome all threats to the reality of your joy and love for us. Especially destroy in us the fear that death separates us from your mercy. We long for some proof, like touching the risen one. Comfort us with his assurance and benediction that we are blessed as a people not seeing and yet believing. We yearn to roll away that stone of our doubts and help us to see that empty tomb, and that the stone has already been rolled away. and that we no longer seek the living one among the dead. Give to us your Spirit, that we may live under your Son in the freedom of those who have been delivered from death to life. Raise us each day from the depths of sin to the joy of forgiveness, and let us walk before you in righteousness through our risen Lord and Savior, Redeemer. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.